Dagnabbit. Ouch.
What's the matter? Don't your razor take hold?
Yeah, it takes hold all right. Only it won't let go. Ouch. Dang light's so poor in here, I can't see nothing nohow.
Well, why don't you go out and back of the store and shave?
What to say?
I say, why don't you shave on the outside?
I am shaving on the outside. You don't think I'm hairline, do you?
Oh, I'm not talking about your face. I said, why don't you shave back of the store?
Because there ain't no whiskers back of the store, that's why.
Oh, land of Goshen. I mean, why don't you shave back of the shore, up there, back of the shack, back of the... all what business you got shaving now anyhow in the store's time? That's what I want to know.
Well, my whiskers grew on the store's time, didn't they?
Well, hey, where you going? Where you going now?
I'm in the back room where I can get a little more light.
Yes, well. Say, Eb, did you phone your Uncle Jake and ask him if you'll mind the store for us so as we can take you in Hector's moving picture tonight?
Yeah, I phoned him. He'll be here around 6 o'clock.
Well, I hope he gets here. If you don't, you can just stay here and mind the store and gas pump yourself. I wouldn't miss that there picture for $1 million, would
you? Say, how do you like my new suit? Ain't it a pepper, Mr. Winterbottom?
Why, shakes alive, Hector. I'd hardly know you.
Look at the pants legs, how nice they're pressed and
everything. Yes, right down front, I should say. That's darn nifty. Turn around there once. Let's have a look at it.
I say, Mr. Winterbottom, notice how the shoulders and the back fit there.
Yes, sir. Reed, fit you slicker than a whistle.
Makes you look like a wrestler.
Yes, must have cost you mighty money, though.
Yeah, it's an expensive suit, all right. But then, shoot, I see I've got to have something that looks pretty nice.
Yeah?
I've got to make a public appearance at the big first night performance of my moving picture this evening.
That's right.
And then, listen, I'll let you in on a little secret.
Yes, well, I'm listening.
You see, I got this suit at a big shaving.
Indeed.
Don't say nothing to a soul about this whole business.
Yeah.
See, well, of course, it was an awful big shaving. You know those clothing stores with a big sign in front of them that says, walk upstairs and save $10?
Yes, of course you know about it. Did you walk upstairs and save $10?
Shoot, I did better than that. I walked up the stairs 3 times and saved $30.
Well, you don't tell me. She got a haircut, too.
No, I didn't have time to get a haircut. I just had my ears moved down a couple of inches.
What in tradition you talking about?
Say, look at this thick pin. Look, Mr. Winterbottom. Mm. Look at this big thick pin.
Mm.
Isn't that a lollapalooza? Mm. That's an heirloom. That is.
An heirloom, eh?
You see, once I had a rich uncle. But, old G. Willikers, he was mean.
He's a mean fella.
Oh, he was awful mean. You know, everybody just hated him. And then one day he died.
He died, eh? And what complaint?
Oh, shoot, there wasn't any complaint. Everybody was glad of it.
Oh, I mean, what did he die of?
What did he die of?
Yes.
What did he die of? Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure.
Sure what?
Oh, just what you said.
What?
Wait a minute.
I didn't say nothing. I asked you what he died of. What kind of sickness did he have?
Oh, what kind of sickness?
Yes.
Oh, that's different. Yes. What kind of sickness?
Mm-hmm.
He had high blood pressure.
High blood pressure, eh?
Yes, it was awful high. In fact, it was about the highest blood pressure in that part of the country.
You don't say it.
It was exactly 9 feet higher than the state capitol building.
Hold on there, Hector, hold on. That ain't the way to talk about blood pressure. They measured with something like a thermometer, I reckon. I know Sam Barlow told me his pressure was 110.
Say, 110 is nothing.
What?
Why, my uncle's blood pressure started out at 120, and in a few days it was 160, and then 170. Higher and higher it went, 175, 180, and jumped up to 180, 180. Who'll make it 185? Do I hear 185? Yes, sir, that man over there with the black hat.
Wait, you're doing fool.
On,
wait
on,
a minute.
On, higher and higher. Now it's 190, now 195. Come on, boys, come on, over the top. 200, hooray, 200 it is. And then when it reached 200, you know what my uncle did? He sold and got out just before the crash.
Say, darn you, Hector, have you gone crazy or what? What's all that dang rigmarole got to do with your uncle dying?
Did I say my uncle died?
Well, you certainly did.
Yes, he died. He died, and he left $10,000 with the request that when he was buried, we get the finest stone possible to his memory.
And did you?
Yeah, sure I did. That's it, in this stick pin here.
Hector, you know what I think?
What's that?
I think that's a dad darn lie, the whole pagan story.
Why, Mr. Winterbottom, you know, how could you say a thing like that?
Well, now.
Why, I wouldn't deceive you for the world. No, sir. This is a valuable gem.
Mm.
Yes, all the moving picture actresses are just crazy about it.
Mm. I bet you don't even know any moving picture actresses. That's what I think.
I do. I know all of them. And speaking of moving picture actresses, you know, I sort of planned to take Greta Garbo out again.
Take Greta Garbo out again? You don't mean to say you ever took her out before?
No, but I planned to do it once before.
Well, you better be getting along, Hector. I got things to do. That's probably Mrs. Pinkney phoning in an order right now.
Yes, well, I was going anyway.
Yes.
I'll see you later. Well, yes. So long.
I'll see you at the theater. You see me?
Yes.
Well, bye, Mr. Winterbottom.
We'll be there. Hello? Yes, yes, I'll call him.
Oh, yep. Telephone.
What's that?
I say telephone.
Yeah, I'll be in the middle. Oh,
no.
Who is it? Is it
my
Uncle Jake?
No, but it sounded kind of like a woman's voice, soft like.
Yeah, my Uncle Jake's got kind of a soft voice. Takes after his mother. Yeah, she was a woman.
Hmm.
All ready at this end. Oh, yes. Yes, Miss Beebe, yes.
Miss Beebe?
Well, just a second, I'll see. Say, Zeb, it's Miss Beebe phone from San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
Says she's just been talking to H. Quintero Smythe.
What?
And she wants to know why we palmed off Hector.
We palmed off Hector on
yes.
Why, during her soul, we didn't do no such thing.
No.
She just made a mistake and took Hector for Smythe, that's all.
Yes. Well, here, you better talk to her. I won't talk to her.
All right, give me the phone.
Talk to yourself.
Yes, hello, Miss Beebe. Yes, yes. Yes. Well, now listen, Miss Beebe. I say we... but you... yes, but... now listen, Miss Beebe. Listen, Miss Beebe, listen, it wasn't none of our business if you mistook Hector Smith for H. Quintero Smythe now. Yes, of course they look alike. They're twin brothers, but that ain't our fault. Yes, yes, I will. Goodbye.
Oh, what did she say?
She said she'd take them scenes over again that's got Hector in them and put in H. Quintero Smythe. She don't know that Hector's got the whole picture finished up.
Say, wait a second. Here comes that fella that was in here the other day. Remember when he was looking for Miss Beebe?
Oh, yes.
Hey, look here.
How do you do, Mr. Sack?
How do you, Mr. Sack? Look here. How does one get out of this town?
How's that, Mr. Sack?
I say, how does one get out of this town?
One what?
One person.
Well, danged if I know about one person, Mr. Sack. Now, if there was two persons, they could work a handcar.
Oh, but aren't there any trains? Now, I've got to get back to Los Angeles for a conference. I can't wait around here for Miss Beebe any longer.
Yeah, certainly there's trains.
Well, then how can I catch one?
Well, I don't think you can catch one. You better wait till it stops.
I mean, where do I buy a ticket? Where do I get aboard?
What, say?
Where can I get aboard?
Over at the lumber yard.
Oh, but I don't want a board.
And then what do you want? What do you want?
Yes, we're pretty busy, Mr.
Oh, I want to find out about the train. Now, listen, boys, I've got to get back to Los Angeles right away. When's the next train due?
I reckon you mean, what's the next train due?
No. When does the train get here? When does it leave?
Well, there ain't no train till tomorrow, Mr. Sachs.
No train till tomorrow?
No.
But what's the matter, a washout?
How's that?
I said washout.
Watch out for the train?
Oh, I didn't say watch. I said wash.
Oh, I just did, and shave, too.
Yes, you see, Mr. Sachs, we're getting ready to go to the first night performance.
Can't you understand English? I asked if there was a washout. Washout on the line.
Oh, I know, Mr. Sachs. There ain't no washout in the line. If me and Ed don't do our own washing, we send
it to the... Scott, listen. I'm not referring to washing. I've got to get back to Los Angeles. If there aren't any trains, what kind of transportation is available?
What was that, Mr. Sachs?
What can I take?
Well, why don't you take some old Doc Simmons circus in?
Yes, that'll fix you right up. Finest time.
But I don't need any medicine. Now, I've got the conference.
Doc Simmons circus in will cure a conference in 24 hours.
That's a fact, Mr. Sachs. Yeah. So wrap him up a bottle in.
Yeah.
If it don't cure you, Mr. Sachs, we'll give you your...
Wait a minute. A conference is a meeting, where a number of men sit around and discuss business and so on.
So on what?
So on buttons. It's a kind of sewing circle.
Buttons? Who's got the button?
No, you fellas are crazy. Listen to me, will you? I've got to get to Los Angeles. I've got to get there right away. Now tell me, where's the nearest airport?
The nearest what?
Airport, plane terminal. I want to fly.
Oh, you want to fly?
Yes, that's it. I want to fly.
Oh, well, if you want to fly, I reckon the best way to get one is to set out some fly paper. And get Mr. Saxon down with the fly paper.
Oh, no, I don't want any fly paper.
Dad, ding it, will you make up your mind what you want?
Yes.
We can't stand around here all day. We're busy.
What I want, I'll tell you what I want. I want some poison.
Oh, poison.
Yes, poison. And if you'll take it, I'll pay for it. Get me? If you'll take it, I'll pay for it. Poison.
Wait. Here's your poison, Mr. Jack. Why, he walked right out without waiting for it.
Yeah, and he didn't pay for it, neither. I'll be darned if I'll take it.